from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Protests outside the St. Kitts Nevis Parliament. As the Labour Party threaten more activity, Prime Minister Simmons says no negotiations can take place in such an atmosphere. And Jimmy Carter outlines a new blueprint for an economic and social safety net. I'm Debbie Ransom and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The St. Kitts Nevis Parliament opened to a new session today as opposition party supporters protested outside. Police fired smoke canisters to finally disperse the crowd as Governor-General Sir Clement Arundel delivered the throne speech inside the building. The usual military parade to mark the start of the five-year parliamentary term was cancelled and government headquarters closed early today. The four MPs from the opposition Labour Party boycotted Parliament as part of their bid to force the Kennedy-Simmons government to call fresh elections. Dr. Simmons, People's Action Movement and the Labour Party won the same amount of seats in November elections. Labour Party leader Dr. Denzel Douglas, whose party won the popular vote, has been calling for fresh elections. Dr. Douglas said this evening that the Simmons government would not be able to go ahead with a full five-year term.